You're listening to Wisconsin Today.
After nearly 3 years of uncertainty, a municipal airport in south-central Wisconsin is set to receive state and federal funds for safety improvements.
The Portage Municipal Airport is city-owned. Last year, the Portage Common Council tabled a resolution that looked into shutting down the airport.
But now the airport is in line to receive a type of grant funding from the Federal Aviation Administration called entitlement funding to make improvements.
We're learning about this municipal airport and its role in the community. Michael Boblick is the Portage City Administrator. Michael, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
And also here is Phil Livingston, who manages the Portage Municipal Airport, also Director of Public Works for the City of Portage. Phil, welcome.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Phil, let's start with you. Give us a sense of the air traffic. Who is flying in and out of this airport?
There's a plethora of individuals that fly in and out. We see some commercial aircrafts come and go, assisting with the local businesses, as well as some hobby aircraft for people who lease space from us on an annual basis, as well as just travelers that travel around from airport to airport within Wisconsin and make their stops at various municipal airports throughout the state.
What has volume been like? How busy is it?
I would say it's steady. We see a large influx clearly in the summer during aviation week. Outside of that, though, it's hard to pinpoint exactly daily operations, as we don't have a full-time person out there. But it has been fairly steady over the last few months.
So I wonder then who would be coordinating the takeoffs and landings and the details of air traffic at an airport like yours?
That is done by the pilots themselves. It's not like O'Hare or Madison by any means. There's no air traffic controller that's, you know, authorizing people for takeoff. It's done via the radios in each individual aircraft.
Michael, as the city administrator, how does the city feel about the airport's service to the Portage community?
The city council has approved just recently to accept the entitlement funds from the federal government to improve the Portage airport. So I believe right now they've made a commitment to making it better and safer. I think there are many in the community that believe it can have a good effect on business retention and bringing in future industry, provided that the airport has the proper safety requirements and really meets the specifications to land certain types of aircrafts here.
And so backing up just a bit, Portage had submitted paperwork to the State Transportation Department's Bureau of Aeronautics, a plan several years ago. You sought then state and federal funds to help do some projects at the airport. What has come to fruition through this work?
Well, the city, to my knowledge, and before I even got here as city administrator, had never accepted federal entitlement funds for this airport, which is quite frankly sort of abnormal. If most airports, if they are qualified for it, do take it. And I think, you know, for a long time, there was sort of a debate about the utility of it. And there was an attempt to relocate it to a different part of town. And really, at this point, I think everybody at this point believes that the airport we have is the airport we're going to have, period. We're not building a new one. It's too costly. And that they finally accepted those entitlement funds, which means that every 2 years we'll be able to spend $300,000 of federal funds to improve this airport. And because it has never accepted those funding in the past, there is plenty of safety improvements and basic infrastructure projects to do with those funds. It will take us a long time to really get, I would say, up to par with where we should be with this type of airport.
And Phil, when you look at these federal funds coming your way to the airport, what are some safety improvements? What are some other projects that are really top of list here?
Yeah. So what we've done, part of accepting those entitlements is doing what we call a petition package through the BOA and through the FAA And we've outlined a couple of projects that are short term, dealing with safety, that are really top of the list for us. Those include relocating some of our runway threshold lights, relocating our fuel facility, constructing some additional taxiways, relocating tie downs, and then doing some pavement maintenance on our main runway. Out of those projects, the first that we're looking to get accomplished would be that pavement maintenance. We're scheduled for the 2025 state project to do some crack sealing out there. And then we'll follow up with the relocation of our fuel facility.
So in terms of what Portage has to put up through funding, how much of the city's budget would go toward the airport, or what would the city be putting toward these projects?
So typically what you see with entitlement funds is a 95% match, both from the state and federal government. So the state kicks in 5%, the federal government kicks in 90%, and then the local match would be 5%.
Michael, when you look at what this particular airport means to the community, as you talked about the businesses that use it, the hobbyists who use it, what is the impact locally to have it operational, safe, and functioning airport?
You really have a responsibility to make it as safe as possible. And that's the whole point of this entitlement funds, bringing up to common standard so air pilots can land here knowing, you know, that it is meeting federal guidelines of thresholds, fuel farm, tie down areas, and the additional taxiways. I think it's only going to increase traffic. The pilot community is relatively small. It isn't a secret that Portage was one of the very few that did not take entitlement funds. And that tells you something. It tells you that things are probably not up to snuff compared to other ones. Now that we have accepted these funding, I just see greater interest. It tells you something. It's a place that you can invest. It's a place you can build a hangar and know that its future is relatively secure because of the acceptance of those funds. Part of the reason why it's taken so long for the city of Portage to take those funds is for 20 years, there was discussion about building a new airport. And quite frankly, that plan was never really feasible, but it sort of sucked all the oxygen out of the room. Like, why should we take funds for this airport if we're going to move it?
We're learning about future plans for the Portage Municipal Airport. It's a public use airport serving South Central Wisconsin. That is Michael Boblick, the Portage City Administrator. Phil Livingston is here, airport manager. You know, Phil, I'm thinking about your location. And as you talk about location for this airport, I mean, the Middleton Municipal Airport is like due south about 30 some miles. Do you see Portage in competition with other airports like yourself?
Certainly, I think that there's some competition between airports, but these airports, though they're competing for people purchasing fuel and people, you know, taxiing and tying down, I think everybody wants everybody else to succeed.
What is your timeline for improvements and also in terms of feedback from the local community as well? Will they be able to weigh in?
Yeah. So timeline for improvements. We're already working with the Bureau of Aeronautics on some of our short-term projects, such as that crack filling of the airfield pavements, as well as relocating the fuel facility. We'll start seeing some of those improvements as early as summer of 2025, and then possibly into 2026. As far as the public weighing in, anytime we go in for a petition package to request more funding for various projects, we do what we have what we call a public hearing for that. And at those times, the public is more than welcome to come in and weigh in on the specific projects.
You know, in terms of a long-term vision for this airport, what do you see it doing, you know, 5 years from now? What might this airport be like?
Ultimately, we really want there to be success stories 10, 20 years from now where a company located in Portage because it had a safe and sustainable airport, especially for those business owners that have locations in multiple parts of the country.
And Phil, for you, you know, getting back to where we are in this time of year where a lot of people are traveling for the holidays by plane, what advice can you give to travelers if they perhaps are flying into a small municipal airport or leaving from a small municipal airport?
Yep, I would always check for NOTAMs for certain airports. That's a notice to air missions, which is a notice that informs aircraft pilots of any potential hazards at a specific airfield or along the flight route. Obviously, with some of the weather concerns that we have in Wisconsin, it's always good to check before you're making your journey somewhere to make sure that they have snow cleared from their runway, that they don't have icy conditions.
Well, Michael and Phil, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Phil Livingston manages the Portage Municipal Airport. Michael Boblick is the Portage City Administrator. We've been learning about improvements slated for a municipal airport in south central Wisconsin and the impact it has on the local community.